flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We are happy that you are here hanging out with us on Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Hey, this hour again is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home fast, guys, with Padley, P-A-D-L-Y. buys.com, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. Hey, coming up, we're going to get into an NFL Blitz 4th-and-1 segment at the top of the hour. We're going to talk more about some of the rookie quarterbacks we saw this season. One is playing. By the way, you guys do realize Jaden Daniels wins Sunday, he'll be the first rookie to go to a Super Bowl, right? Starting all season long and to go to a Super Bowl.
Roethlisberger went his second year.
Correct.
In Pittsburgh.
We've seen some, listen, Marino's rookie year, we've seen some great rookie seasons. But no rookie has ever gone in his rookie season to the Super Bowl. So there's a little history on the line. And by the way, I'm not counting the Commanders out, by the way. I know everybody's on the Eagles. I get it. Mm-hmm. I just think, man, like if you're telling me this is a one-possession game at the end, just like what we've seen all season, and this kid's got to go down and get a field goal or a touchdown, Mike, if I had extra money, I'd put it on him.
Well, I mean, look, if you didn't see the game last week, Jalen Hurts, man, that left knee got bent backwards like a pretzel. And, you know, they're going to obviously slow roll whatever that is information-wise. In the injury report, it didn't look good. He was definitely feeling it, and it certainly that will affect him. So if, you know, Dan Quinn's guys can get after it, look, it's funny. There's still this, I don't know, this heartbreak and a lot of anger toward Shanahan, certainly towards Dan Quinn, about how we blew Super Bowl 51. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't hold a grudge as much. I didn't like the Ulbrich hire. Okay, it's been like a couple days now. It's done. What am I going to keep complaining about it? Okay, hopefully he figures it out. Guys hire their boys, and yippee-ki-yay. With Dan Quinn, yeah, I was in my bag for a while. I got a kick out of watching him kind of blow it with the Cowboys in the playoffs, but Green Bay lit him up. But now, hey, man, let's see the man get the win. Because he's carried that loss like anybody who's in that organization, like an albatross around his neck. It'd be one of the ultimate redemption stories if Dan Quinn could bring home the bacon.
Yeah, you can't get away from it. We've always said this, until you win it. And once you do, then for Dan Quinn, it's never a discussion about what was. It's always about this. And by the way, if he is to win it, this would be more impressive. I'm just telling you guys, like, he had a veteran quarterback, a veteran team here. We were supposed to be good. It's why they brought him in. This is a completely different situation. New ownership, rookie quarterback, new staff. Like, you can – this is a whole different animal, and if he's able to get them there and they win it, yeah, Mike, this trumps whatever we did as far as getting the Super Bowl, even though we had a great team, simply because we will have never seen it before with a rookie. All right, man, we'll talk more about that coming up in our 4th-and-1 segment. What if I told you guys that at 15, and that's currently where we're picking, okay? Mike and I are going to break down plenty of draft conversations, so much so by the time we get to the draft, you guys will know everything that you need to know leading into it. The question is, and we don't know this, do we stay at 15? Do we move back and try to acquire some additional picks? Some of the picks maybe that we lost. All of that is yet to be determined. But with this conversation, we are staying where we're at, and that's at 15. What if I told you Jalen Walker was there?
Done.
At 15.
Run, don't walk. Call it in.
UGA linebacker. He's a do-everything, edge, hybrid. Guys, we need better linebackers, and we need playmakers. And so I'm just saying, like, Mike, we talk about all these guys. But who do you want? Jalen is a guy that can get pressure on the quarterback, but he can do so many more things. This, to me, screams you have to do it if, in fact, he was there. And I only bring it up because everybody keeps saying, all right, how do we get better? These are the kind of guys you bring in to get better.
Right, and we've said this a million times. If you're new to the show, it's not just to go get the guy with the G on the side of his lid. It's because they put guys in the NFL that kick ass. Look at the teams that are alive in the playoffs. Look at the teams who made the playoffs. Look at the Eagles. Howie Roseman gets it. Never understood why our general managers who know this resource, you can go up and talk to Kirby. Coaches loving having NFL people at their their practice because it helps to bolster their brand. Why do we always seem to go the other way? Now, last year they were locked on Michael Penix Jr., so be it. And we believe in him now, and that's the way that cookie crumbled. But, brother, for once in our lives, if Mykael Williams for some reason slipped to 15, which not likely, all the mock drafts have him in the top 10, or your point about Jalen Walk, yes, it makes perfect sense. It just never seems to go our way. You and I, it was about a year ago, I went back and looked at the entire history of the Falcons draft, and it's insane how few Georgia players. If you take it back all the way back to the start of this franchise, it's literally less than 24 Georgia Bulldogs have been drafted by this team. It's insane.
Yeah.
It just defies logic, but that's the way we've rolled.
Yeah, it only because, again, even when before they were winning national championships, they've always been loaded with great players. They have. That's the point. It's not like this just is a phenomenon that happened over the last 5 or 6 years. Georgia has always had great players. The fact that they weren't able to put it together for more national championships, Mike, has been the real question.
Right.
That was kind of like, you've got all this talent on the field. They've been putting guys in the NFL. So it's not like, okay, now because they're good, they should be getting Georgia players. But I just think, like, there are certain guys, and I'm earmarking this right now. If Jalen Walker's there, I'm screaming, Terry, you better go get this dude. Like, that is a guy that is flexible. He's versatile. He can do so many things. And that's the kind of guy we need.
And before I get into it with the Wikipedia Warriors, yes, we've drafted 3 Georgia Bulldogs the last 2 years. Zion Logue, Justin Schaefer, and Josh Fitzpatrick. So, I mean, and those picks, by the way, were in the 6th round, in the 6th round, in the 6th round.
Mike, I'm talking about a first-round pick.
Correct. So I just know there's always like, no, technically you're wrong, Mike. Yes, I'm talking stars. I'm talking impact. I'm talking they get to hug Roger Goodell on the stage picks, okay?
Yes.
Those picks.
I'm with you. Listen, if you're a 5th or 6th rounder, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, because Greedy. Now, look, by the way, for instance, Dimitroff and his scouts like Clemson. Nothing wrong with that. They put guys in the league, too. And even though Vic Beasley did pop for a minute, he flamed out. But Grady Jarrett's been one of the greatest Falcons of all time.
I agree. So that's just something that we're talking about because it's on the, in the back of our heads as we approach the offseason. We are technically in our offseason, by the way. I mean, the season's over. They're already, they did their exit interviews. All the stuff that needed to go on has gone on. The next thing for us is going to be things like the Senior Bowl. And, projecting to what's going to happen at the combine.
Right.
That's really what's next for our team. So as we get past this next week and we realize who's in the Super Bowl and then we play the Super Bowl, guys, that's what our focus is. And you cannot be looking past these kind of dynamic players even when they're in your backyard.
I mean, we're probably the only team in the NFL in the last 10, since 2010, so 14 years. They drafted 2 players from Montana and Montana State.
Troy Anderson, who's the other?
Shan Schillinger. Oh, remember that dude?
Unbelievable.
So anyway, look, man, diamonds in the rough, and you don't have to go to a big school to be a star because everybody knows that Jerry Rice went to Mississippi Valley State, and that's great. But it's just sometimes it's like,
yeah,
man.
That's why there's only one Jerry Rice. And there's only one sweetness. Stop.
The big brands, deliver the big goods. So, again, maybe this is the year. I don't know. But it would certainly, if there's Georgia Bulldogs available and they play defense and we don't take them at 15, there are going to be repercussions.
By the way, last week, those 2 big dogs up front for the Eagles won the game for them, Mike.
Yes.
They won the game for them.
And by the way, I've always felt, and you and I discussed at the time, it doesn't have to be that zero-sum argument that we somehow blew it by taking Bijan Robinson. I think Bijan is a rock star. We all know that. And Jalen Carter looks like a superstar. Both can be stars in this league.
Yes.
But I do understand, yes, when you see all the other Eagles that are Georgia Bulldogs, it does drive you crazy.
Well, and I know the argument because I got it a lot when we drafted Bijan, and I was banging the drum to say that this is the guy. He's the 5th or 4th best player in the draft. Go get him. But everybody was like, yes, but that's not what we need. We needed big defensive linemen. And that is still the argument to this day about why we went there and we didn't go there. So, Jalen Carter and those guys, man, last week, the end of that game, the Rams, they were just pushing guys out of the way.
And the one thing that was interesting is if you go back and you and I discuss what impact would Raheem Morris have on our draft this last year. Because if he was involved in that war room with the Rams, and you and I were so excited, because they got two rock stars 2 years ago, two rock stars last year, doing the work on that D-line. So they didn't even skip a beat losing Aaron Donald to retirement.
They didn't.
And unfortunately, we went with, look, again, somebody thinks Rook Arorro is going to be a star, and we hope he is. Not saying he isn't. I've only seen a small sample size. I do know players drafted after him that we passed on had immediate impact. And we always were of the opinion it was all in these next 2 years with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a little confused by our drafting tactics, especially in the second and third round.
Mr. Yo hits us up. He says, fellas, I don't see the Jalen Walker talk. Guys, let me take you back. Because, see, this is where sometimes you get caught up in, I don't think he did enough. And, oh, do you guys remember when Aiden Hutchinson played
right.
Georgia?
Right. Totally stymied.
He didn't do jack.
Shut down by a better offensive line we could have used this year. Yeah.
What is Aiden Hutchinson in the NFL? He's a stud. And the reason is simple. Because you see things in college and you go, well, I don't think he's going to be that good. Aiden Hutchinson showed you throughout his career at Michigan he had the tools and the talent right. to turn into this edge rusher guy that you're now seeing. Guys, he's an elite edge rusher. Because he didn't do anything against Georgia, everybody jumped on board and said, oh, he's not that good. I don't know why they would even take him top three. That's silly.
Right.
No, it was the right pick. Don't get caught up in that. Jalen Walker's a player, man, and sometimes I think you want to see more from these players, and it doesn't happen, Mike, and then they get to the league, and you're like, man, I didn't think he was that good. He's that good.
Yeah, and again, this also goes back to I don't want projects, the kid from Texas A&M.
Oh.
No projects, proven pieces. So I know the argument would be, well, Vic Beasley was a proven piece. Yes, he was. He had a bunch of sacks coming out of Clemson.
He was good.
And unfortunately, we didn't know that his Valentine just wasn't there. He's a good guy, but did he have the passion? Did he have that want to that Grady has? Ironically, the guy that came in the fifth round from that same draft was the dude with the want to. So if you go back, just real quick, the names, Braden Fisk, I told you about all last year, Jared Verse, first and second.
Well, you watched him at Florida State.
And Braden Fisk. That's a worker bee that just crushes it. Meanwhile, last year, Byron Young, Kobe Turner, those guys accounted for like 22 sacks last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got dudes that are getting after it, and then you double down with more impact players. Meanwhile, we got projects. We got Troy Andersons, Nick Benito, 30 sacks. Think about that. Guy's putting up crazy numbers for the Broncos. If we went to Oklahoma, we went with the guy that played quarterback, running back, and linebacker.
Yeah.
Nothing against Troy, but can't stay healthy.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about the Rams, and we're just talking about how we improve our defense and projecting here a little bit and talking about this.